All right, good morning. So we'll start by taking a comfortable seat. Give yourself a moment to close your eyes and turn inward. This practice is about moving and breathing, opening and receiving. Let your head drop down and roll gently side to side. Back to center, bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. As you inhale, reach out, take a nice morning stretch, and exhale, hands back into the heart. And for your next few breaths, keep reaching wider. One more time, big morning stretch. And then hands come back to the heart. And now inhale, reaching your arms up and overhead. And exhale, fold forward. Let your hands come down onto your mat. Step your feet back and let's find our way into downward facing dog. Hips reaching to the sky. We'll press the heels down one at a time as if we were walking in place. And then let's walk our hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. It's a good time to remember that we're all different. The needs of our own bodies are different. So find the way into the poses that makes most sense for you. Walk your hands forward again. Come back to downward facing dog. And let's lay our knees to the mat. Slide our hips into our heels. And we'll walk our hands way over to the right. And as you inhale, curve your left arm in a side bend. And then exhale, sweep your arms around to the other side where your right arm curves into the side bend. And flow side to side. Now come back to center, walking your arms forward as you sink your hips down, child's pose, a good place to rest, and it's here anytime you'd like to return. Now curl your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, make your way back to downward facing dog, and step your right foot forward. Lay the left knee down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come back to the mat. We step the right foot back, and let's bring shoulders up above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. And then inhale, rise into cobra. And as you exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. And toes again come into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And now step your left foot forward. The right knee touches down. With an inhale, we reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come back to the mat. The left foot steps back. We'll line our shoulders above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra. And exhaling back, child's pose. Toes down into the floor again, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. And with an inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to the heart, and then let your hands drop down to your sides. Now bring your shoulders up towards your ears and roll them around to the back and down. Go round and round. And then relaxing the shoulders, step to the very front of your mat, and let's flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, sink down through the hips, chair pose. And then inhale, rise up again, curve into a little back bend here if you want to. And with your exhale, glide down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms reach up. And exhale, hands come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with your exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up and then come back down to the mat. And the left foot steps up to join the right. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, come all the way up. Take that little lean back again if you want to. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. With your exhale, hands touch the mat, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching up. And then bringing the hands down. The right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with your exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now reach your left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now hands touch down again. And we'll step the right foot to the front. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, come all the way up. Another lean back opportunity. And exhale, dive into a forward bend. Inhale, halfway lift. And with your exhale, bring your hands to your mat, walk your feet back, and make your way into downward facing dog. Moving and breathing, opening and receiving. So now that we've warmed up our muscles and joints a little, let's begin our standing flows. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step your right foot forward, lay your back foot flat on the ground. And let's begin with warrior one. The front knee lunging forward, arms reaching to the sky. Turn inward. Bend your elbows so your upper arms come parallel to the floor. Link your index fingers and thumbs together in a circle. And then step onto your right foot, dancing Shiva pose. Angle your left leg out in front of your bent right knee. And step down, reach to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Let's add a twist here. Wrap your right fingers around your left ankle and spin your left arm to the sky as you look up towards your left fingertips, taking a nice twist to the left. Now unwind this side of the twist. Inhale, lift up halfway, lengthen your back. Exhale, fold forward, wrap your left fingers around your right ankle. Take your twist to the right now. Twist unwinds again. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Let's find lunge or kneeling lunge. Now moving with your breath, exhale, reach down and back. And inhale, come back up. Moving and breathing. Opening and receiving. One more time, reaching down and back. And then up, and then arms wide open. And cross your hands at your heart. And then hands down to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. And walk your hands back to your right foot as we come to the standing splits. Step your left foot down next to the right. And as you inhale, sink down through the heels and hips. Circle your arms around chair pose at the back of your mat. And then stand up from your chair. Let your hands reach around behind your back. Link the fingers together. Push your hands back. Let your heart spread wide open. And slowly look up. And then we pour ourselves forward. And hands tumble down to the ground. Sway side to side. And then walk your hands forward and return to downward facing dog. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. So let's take that flow to the other side. Left leg now to the sky. Step the left foot forward. The back foot comes flat down. Warrior one. I'm going to turn the music up just a little bit. Bend the elbows so the upper arms are parallel to the floor. Link the index finger and thumbs together in a circle. And then step onto the left foot. Right leg angles out in front of the bent left knee, dancing Shiva pose. And then step down, reach to the sky. And exhale, tumbling down. Right hand grabs the left ankle. Let's take that twist to the left again. Unwinding the twist, inhale, halfway lift. And with the exhale, we fold forward. The right hand wraps around the left hand around the right ankle as we twist to the right. And bring the twist around again. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, bring hands to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. With your breath, exhale down and back, and inhaling up. Moving and breathing, opening and receiving. One more time, down and back. Reaching up and then arms wide open. And hands cross at the heart. And hands come down to the mat. Right leg to the sky behind you. Walk your hands back to the left foot. Standing splits. And the right foot steps next to the left. Heels and hips drop down as you circle your arms around chair pose. Rise up. And hands behind the back, heart spread wide open, linking the fingers together. Release the hands, reach up, and then dive down. Hang forward, sway side to side. And walk your hands up to the front of your mat again for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Keep your hands on the mat. Take your left hand near your right foot. And with the right arm, let's begin to make a circle, reaching straight ahead, and then up and into the sky, and then all the way around to the back, and then down again to the mat. And second time around with the right arm. And then when you take your third circle, stop at the very top and open again into a twist. Arms reaching earth to sky, looking up to your right fingertips. And circle all the way around again, down to the mat, lay your left knee down. Top of the left foot touches the floor, arm circle overhead. Hands joined together with the index fingers and thumbs reaching up like a steeple. Now let that steeple rise up, lengthening you. And then if it's comfortable, you can curve into a bit of a back bend here. Hands come down to the mat. Shift your hips backwards and slowly straighten your right leg to your own flexibility. Close your eyes and feel from within. Where does your body say yes to this experience? And then we come forward again. Step onto your right foot, curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, and make your way into lunge or kneeling lunge. From the ground up. And then with your breath, exhale down and back. Inhaling up. One more time, down and back. Inhaling up, reaching arms wide open. Crossing hands at the heart. And then hands come down to the mat. Right leg to the sky behind you. Walk your hands back to your left foot, standing splits. And the right foot steps down next to the left. The heels and hips sink down as we circle the arms around, chair pose. And standing up from the chair, circle your arms around behind you. Link the fingers together, let your heart spread open, looking up. Release the hands, reach up. Dive all the way down. Hang forward, sway a little side to side. And then walk your hands forward. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Reach your left leg now to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Again, keep your hands to the mat this time. Right hand next to your left foot. Left hand, left foot. Left arm reaches forward, up into the sky, round to the back and down. And a second circle, full range of motion of your shoulder. And then for the third circle, make your way into the twist. Finish the circle around to the back and lay your back knee down, top of the right foot onto the floor. Circle your arms overhead. Make that steeple lift you up. Choose to add the back bend if it feels like the right choice for your body. Hands come back down to the mat. Shifting the hips back, we straighten slowly into the left leg. Close your eyes. Where is the yes in your body? Slowly make your way back to your left foot. And then curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, and lay the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. And then with your breath, exhale, reaching down and back, inhaling up, moving and breathing, opening and receiving. One more time, down and back, and then reaching up, and then wide open. Hands cross at the heart. And then we bring hands to the mat, left foot to the sky behind you. Walk your hands back to your right foot, standing splits. And step the left foot down next to the right. Heels and hips sink down. We circle the arms around. Chair pose. And rising up from the chair, arms reach around behind the back where the fingers link together, and we stretch the heart wide open. Touch overhead. And we dive down. Hang down, sway a little side to side. And then walk your hands forward. And we'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale your way back to downward facing dog. And now reach your right leg up and into the sky. And with the biggest step you can take, step your right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down and let's open to warrior two. Place where you feel solidly supported. and then reach a little forward. Turn the right hand over, reach it across the sky behind you. Left hand drips down the left leg as we come to this nice big side bend, reverse warrior. And then cartwheel spin both hands all the way around to your right foot and hop your left foot up to join the right foot. With an inhale, rise all the way up. And exhale, bring hands to your heart. As you look down to your feet, step your feet hip distance apart. Let's explore a little back bending. Make fists at your low back. And as your feet push down into the foundation of your pose, rise up through your heart center and curve back to where it feels good. Always lifting up, up and away, not compressing the low back, but always expanding. Carefully coming up, shifting hands to the hips, we pour that back bend now into a forward bend. And then step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And following your own breath, exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, reach up. Moving and breathing, opening and receiving. And one more time, reaching down and back. And then up into the sky where we'll open the arms wide. Your hands cross now at your heart. And bring hands to the mat. Left leg to the sky behind you. Walk hands back to your right foot. Standing splits. And step your left foot down next to your right. Heels and hips sink down. Arms circle around. Chair pose. Stand tall from your chair. Bring hands around behind your back. Let your heart spread wide open. And arms reach to the sky, and we'll swoop down. Hang forward for a moment, maybe a little sway from side to side. And then walk your hands forward. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale your way back, downward facing dog. And let's take one more flow, left leg to the sky. Nice big wide step forward again, back foot lays flat down, warrior two. Finding a solid foundation, supportive base. And reach forward just a little. Turn your left hand over. Streak it across the sky into reverse warrior. And then spin both hands around to your left foot. And hop your right foot up to meet the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to your heart. Check in again to make sure you're hip distance apart to lay the foundation for your back bend. Fists at your low back, rising up through the heart, curving just to where it feels invigorating and opening for you. Come carefully, rising. Hands come to the hips, and the back bend becomes a forward bend. And then step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then guided by your own breath, exhale down and back. And inhale up. Moving and breathing. Opening and receiving. One more time, reach down and back. Inhale up and let your arms reach wide. And cross your hands at your heart. And bring hands to your mat. Right leg to the sky behind you. One more time, walk your hands back to the left foot. Standing splits. And set your right foot next to your left. Heels and hips sink down as the arms circle around. Chair pose. We rise from the chair. Let your hands drop behind you, linking the fingers together. Spread the heart wide open. And hands touch overhead. And we plunge into the forward bend. Hang down, sway a little side to side. And then walk your hands forward. And we'll take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take your exhale back to downward facing dog. But from here, lay knees to the mat. Slip your hips into your heels. And let's return to that resting place, child's pose. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. And be still for a moment. Look up to the front of your mat, press your hands down, dig your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, and slowly reemerge in downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. And take a slowly rising inhale all the way up. And with your exhale, bring hands into your heart. And let's step into some balancing now. Step onto your right foot. Take hands to your heart. Pick your left foot off the floor. And lift your left leg up so your thigh comes parallel to the ground. Head lifted up, spine erect. It's always okay to step down and start again whenever you need to. Now slowly let your hands reach up. And fly into warrior three. Send your left leg behind you. Reaching to the front or the sides or the back. And now slowly bend the left knee and bring it through to the front again. This time catch your left leg underneath with your hands. Stand up straight and tall and see if you can straighten your left leg. And then step down onto 2 feet. And before we step onto the left foot for balancing, give yourself a little moment to move around. And then let's step onto the left foot. Hands at the heart as we pick the right foot up off the floor, bringing thigh parallel to the ground, standing tall. And the hands slowly rise, and the right foot reaches back behind us as we come to warrior three. Bend in the right knee as we bring it through to the front again. Hands come underneath. Stand up tall and maybe straighten the right leg. And 2 feet again to the ground. And again, a little movement. See what your body's craving. And then take a nice big inhale. Let's reach up into the sky. And exhale. Hands come down to the mat. And we'll walk our feet back. Once again, lay the knees down. Slip hips into the heels. Make your return to child's pose. And this time we'll add a side bend to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. Walk your hands to the center and then walk them way over to the left. And then hands again to the center, where we'll curl our toes under our feet and lift our hips back up into the sky. We come back to downward facing dog. So we're moving next into hip opening with pigeon pose. So if you prefer, you're welcome to lay on your back and you'll cross your right ankle over your left thigh. Or step your right foot forward, and when you bend the knee, lay your foot behind your left hand, knee behind your right. And then ease your way into your pigeon pose. Where does it feel especially healing for you? Take your time finding that place, then close your eyes and breathe. Moving and breathing, opening and receiving. We're all in this prone variation. Let's take our hands onto the mat now. Slip over onto your right hip. Swing your left leg around until it meets your right foot. And then turn to face your left leg and with an inhale, rise up. And exhale, pour yourself over the left leg in a nice forward bend. walk your hands up your left leg. Take your hands onto the mat now. Swing your left foot back. And then step your right foot back. And once you find downward facing dog, press your feet up and down a few times. Let's experience that on the other side. So again, you're welcome to lay on your back. This time, left ankle across right thigh. Or step your left foot forward. And as you bend your knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And ease your way into your pigeon pose. Listen to your body. Moving and breathing. Opening and receiving. Again, bring your hands onto the mat. Slip over onto your left hip so you can swing your right leg around until it meets your left foot. Turn and face your right leg. Inhale, rise up. And exhale, fold over your right leg in a forward bend. Walk hands up the right leg. Take hands onto the mat. Swing the right foot back. Step the left foot back. And step your feet up and down. Now bend your knees. Lay them onto the mat. Crisscross your ankles. Slip your hips right over the top of your feet and then continue all the way down onto the floor. So lay yourself right down onto your back now. And once you come down onto the floor, give your knees a hug. Take a little rock from side to side. And then hands beside you on the floor, or you can also choose to slip them under your hips. Legs straight up into the sky. Pull in your belly, and let's use our abdominal strength now to lower the legs slowly toward the ground. And then using your abdominal strength, slowly lift them back up. And maybe even lift your hips right up off the mat. And then continue in slow motion to lower and lift. And see if you can relax your jaw, your neck, your shoulders. Once more, lower, and then lift, and then bring your knees in, let your head roll side to side, relaxing your neck, move your shoulders around a little, And set your feet onto the floor. Spread your arms wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet out to the very edges of your mat. And let your knees fall onto one another. Reach your arms to the sky. Cross your right arm over your left. And then tiptoe your fingers underneath your back. And relax. Again, your neck, your jaw, your shoulders. Tiptoe your fingers back out, and then spread your arms wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet toward each other now. Let the soles of your feet touch as your knees drop out to the sides. And then once again, reach your arms up, this time left arm over right. Tiptoe your fingers underneath your back. Relax your shoulders, your neck, your jaw. Tiptoe your fingers back out. And this time reach down for your legs, bring them in. Hands on your knees, rock side to side. And then choose an inversion to enjoy today. You might choose a shoulder stand, lifting your hips and legs up in the air above you, holding yourself safely. You might choose a bridge pose. Push your feet into the ground, take your hips up off the floor. See what feels nice today and take a few moments to just enjoy. Moving and breathing. Opening and receiving. Just one vertebra at a time. Lay yourself tenderly back down onto the mat. And when at last you've arrived home again, reach around for your knees and rock yourself side to side. And the companion of those inversions is fish pose. Set your feet onto the ground, lift your hips up and slip your hands underneath. Now lay your hips on top of your hands. Stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on your fingertips and tuck your elbows underneath your back. And once you're propped up on your forearms, let your head lay gently back, opening your neck. Roll the shoulders back and let your heart reach toward the sky. Carefully, we lift the head and release the fish pose back to the mat again. Let your hands slide out from underneath you. Instead, reach your arms now to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your hands around, take a nice big stretch here on the floor. And then reach down, take hold of your right leg. Cross your right leg over you to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. Let your left hand fall to the floor. Lay your twist down. Straighten yourself out. Again, reach your arms and legs for a big stretch. Now let's take up the left leg. Cross it over the body to the right while we look to the left. Your right hand fall, and the last twist lays you down. Straighten your body out. Do anything you'd like to do to make yourself completely comfortable laying here on the floor. Close your eyes. Moving and breathing, opening and receiving. This time especially becomes a time of receiving. Answers, peace, clarity. Now take a very deep breath in. Let that inhale slip its way slowly into an exhale. And to take a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. Feel ready, roll yourself gently onto your right side. Cradle your head in your arm for a moment. And then let's meet back in the place where we began. Come to sit on your mat once again. Take a moment to offer your gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, and for any takeaways that you might find useful. And one more time, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. We'll come back to center. With an inhale, arms circle up and overhead. Hands come together in a prayer above us and stop first at our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. To our lips for clarity in our words. And to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.